Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, let's start off by talking about this culture of comparison. How does it play out in our day-to-day lives, both in the lives of adults and the lives of kids?
Well, I do think social media is one of the things that is relatively new that has made this on steroids. It's hard for any of us to walk out the door without a computer literally in our hands, and that temptation to look, you know, is almost always there, and it's very, very hard to not compare. You also have this obsession with body image. I mean, even, again, going back to the Jenner, story that you had at the beginning, no one ever compared him when he was on the cover of a magazine to another man, and yet the instant he comes out, is on deck, you've got people already comparing his waist size, his cheekbones, his nose, to Jessica Lange, all these kinds of things. Is so interesting. It's like, why all of a sudden? And then you have headlines that are just peppered. There was a woman in Maryland that died last week from having injections into her backside to try and make herself have a larger bottom to look like Nicki Minaj or one of the Kardashians. And so it's one of these things. It's like comparison, we know it's bad, and we're taking it to the level where it actually is causing us physical harm, because people are doing so much to make themselves look a certain way that they would like to. And you can even do, believe it or not, you can do, you have selfie help that will let you Photoshop your selfies so that you don't have to look like yourself. And this is, the kids are living in this. And I think it's easy to point to them, but it's like one of those things, I need to put the oxygen mask on myself first before I really can begin at all to try and help my kids. Because we all do it. We all do it.
Let's talk about it from a parenting perspective for a moment, because I am grieved when I see what some teenage girls are experiencing today, the level of depression and anxiety. And I believe so much of that is tied to social comparison. And what, first of all, what have you heard? What have you read about the impact this is having on our kids?
Well, there's even a new term that's come out from the American Pediatrics, the American AAP, I think is what it's called, and it's called Facebook depression. There's actually a clinical term that's been assigned to it, that when people enter into Facebook, they feel worse about themselves by the time they get off. Now, kids are really not on Facebook anymore. That's definitely something of an adult level. Kids are into Instagram, Pinterest, these new sites that are called Snapchat, where you can quickly take a picture of yourself and then it supposedly disappears. And it's this the issue that they have found with it most are the likes and the shares that are defining the self-worth of someone that participates in it. You know, I'm okay if I get a certain number of shares. I'm not okay if I don't do that. And you throw in the friends aspect, where they want to have a comma in the number of friends that they have. I think we all probably do. And yet it's fooling us, because those are not real friends. You know, that's a very broad group of friends that has no depth to it. And here come the layers off, because what we crave is to be known and to belong, really and truly. You know, that's sort of the, what people would call the God-shaped hole in your heart, that you just want to be accepted. And if that's what we're looking for to define who we are, or our acceptance, that is a slippery slope, and it is for sure a foundation that is always shifting.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.